Hello, West Liberty. This is David. You are listening to WGLZ. We are college radio and you are passionate vocal. Today is a special day because the topic of discussion is student with ghost stories. I have a person from a haunted house expert from Proctor, West Virginia, and she works at the penitentiary as a haunted house scarer. Here with my special guest, Logan Rickenbaugh. Logan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
So I heard you're a scarer at the penitentiary.
Yeah, I was a scarer for about 2 years when I was in high school.
So how's working for the Dungeon of Horrors Haunted House?
It's very interesting. You get to meet a lot of new people in the community, and you get to meet a lot of people coming through because they come from all over. I had a group come through one time, and they were from as far west as Arizona.
Oh, wow. How was your experience being a scarer? Like, what's it feel like?
It's very intimidating sometimes because you're in an abandoned penitentiary, and it's, you know, run down. It's not going to get the best upkeep, and then you're faced with all of these customers that come through each night, and you don't know how they're going to react to you scaring them because everybody reacts in different ways. Like, I had this one customer come through, and it didn't happen to me personally, but one of my coworkers almost got punched because this 6 foot tall guy got scared and he like tried to swing on her. And it can be very dangerous sometimes in that aspect because of customers. But on the other hand, it's a lot of fun because you get to do something that is definitely different because you're not doing a 9-to-5 job. You're not working in retail, and it's just a very unique experience.
Okay. So how's the atmosphere and Halloween experience and stuff in the penitentiary and stuff? Does it give a scary vibes or?
Yeah, it definitely does give off a scary vibe because you obviously know about the penitentiary's history before going in because it's very notorious for being like supposedly haunted with ghosts of prisoners and just it being so run down, and it just has like a very spooky atmosphere, especially since each part of the penitentiary has its own history. Like towards the end of the haunted house itself, you end up in the Sugar Shack, which has its own history apart from the penitentiary due to it being like a recreation center for prisoners when it was open. And then everywhere else, it's just very odd. And sometimes the air gets a little heavy whenever you're in certain areas. Like I only worked in the basement when I worked. And sometimes the air would get a little heavy and things would go wrong. You know what I mean? And I know some people are out there and they're skeptics about like the paranormal and stuff. But my phone would oftentimes not work when I was in the basement. Like, I would try to turn on my phone because maintenance hadn't turned on the lights yet and I needed to get my stuff in my room. And I would try to turn on my phone and my flashlight wouldn't work. And I'd have to turn my brightness up all the way in order to see where I was going. And it just, whenever stuff like that happens, you kind of get really confused on why stuff like that happens. But yeah, overall, it can be very spooky, I guess I could say.
Transitioning to what you were saying about knowing the history of the penitentiary, how well do you know the history of the penitentiary on a full scale?
I know like a general like overview of the penitentiary. Like, I know that it had a violent history. Like, there was Old Sparky, the electric chair, and then the Kicking Jenny when prisoners would get whipped. And then there's also like violence among the prisoners, and then just the horrible conditions that they were living in. I know one cell block had like a shower, and the window right beside the shower, like right beside the showers, the window pane was broken. So in the winter, the shower, like the water from the shower would like freeze on their skin if they were there for too long because of how cold it would get. And it just, those kinds of conditions, like it just made it a very like bad place to be if you were locked up.
So for for the experience in the penitentiary stuff, and also being a scarer and stuff, Ned, do you like being a scarer?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of fun, and it's never the same each year. Like, the first year I worked there, I was a grieving woman, and I was in a mausoleum in the basement. And then the next year, I was a psychotic doctor trying to operate on a patient when people were walking through. And I would go around and, like, intimidate people and do all kinds of stuff to try to scare them. And depending on, like, what the bosses would want for, like, the theme, it would be different all the time. Like, my first year there, we had an actual theme where you'd walk through and it'd be a story. But then the following year, it was just random rooms. You know what I mean? And it just kind of depends on what they want to do, whether it's a storyline or just something to scare people. So it was always a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. That sounds really cool and stuff, and very creative for the creative aspect. For atmosphere-wise, now, how do you feel about it and stuff being a scarer?
I feel like it was very, like, the atmosphere changed a lot when you were down there. And whenever you, especially like if you were in the basement, because that's like the most intimidating part of the penitentiary, because if you're upstairs and you're on like the main floor, there's lots of windows. So you get a lot of lighting that comes in, which, you know, in the haunted house, they cover the windows as best they can. So it can be dark and they can like manipulate the lighting how they want. But even still, when you're upstairs, there's windows and you get to see outside somehow. And there's like light when it's daylight. But when you're in the basement, there's no windows. It's all like brick wall after brick wall. And it's always dark. And the only kind of light that you would have down there was the lights from each room. And if you were a haunter and you were going in and putting your stuff away, like in your area and like out of sight, sometimes the maintenance guys wouldn't turn on the lights until maybe 10 minutes before the haunted house would open. And so you'd be down there and it'd be dark.
Yeah. For that atmosphere, it sounds really scary and stuff, and gloomy, dark, and very sinister.
Yeah, very. Especially because of all the ghost stories that your bosses would tell you to try to intimidate you your first year. Like, we would, like my old boss, she would tell us about a ghost that would live in the graveyard and would follow it around. And his name was Michael. And he would mess with the lighting and stuff. And he'd mess with your flashlights and stuff like that. So, yeah, there was always like ghost stories that would be told, like in each of the rooms, and in a way to like kind of intimidate you. And it was always, it'd be fun after a while, but when you first start working there and they tell you these stories, it's like, oh, wow, this is very like intimidating. This is going to get a little scary when I'm down here by myself, but overall it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. For, my preference, that would be my game at all, being a scarer, because it's being pitch black and it's completely dark stuff. You don't know what's going on.
Right.
But yeah, we will be come back from the break and we'll be continuing with Logan Rigenbaugh's story. And for a little hint at you people out there, that the audience out there that likes thrills, scares, we got a little taste for you, haunting, if you will. Something you can explain. That things, objects getting thrown around, being the lights flickering on and off. We're going to be hinting at a little bit of that in the second part of the interview. So tune in about 5 minutes. Are you searching for the best music?
3, 2, 1.
Are you ready?
Tune into the best radio station at West Liberty with an astonishing playlist by your favorite artist that will blow your mind. Listen to the best station.
91.5 FM, WGLZ.
We are college radio and we're passionately vote. Hello, West Liberty. We are back. This is David with my special guest, Logan Rigenbaugh. As a recap, we discussed about things from the penitentiary. She's a professional scarer from the penitentiary and that did a Dungeon of Horrors. And we talked a little bit about the paranormal stuff that goes on in that place and the bizarre things that go on. And also the historical side of West Virginia Penitentiary as well. We're continuing with the questions. So, Logan, do any paranormal investigations in the penitentiary?
Yeah, after my first year, My boss let us all kind of like run around and just kind of do our own like investigating, I guess, and just kind of messing around because we were all trustworthy. They knew that we weren't going to like, you know, deface property and do all kinds of crazy stuff. But I kind of got into a group of like 10 of my coworkers, and a girl that I worked with kind of took charge on it, and she had a flashlight. And she did like that flashlight technique where she would like balance the switch between on and off and just do stuff like that. And she would ask the questions, and I was just kind of there watching. And we went all around the penitentiary. We were in the psych ward, the kitchen. We were in Red Snyder's cell, which if you know Red Snyder, you know that he died pretty violently. And we were just kind of all over the place. We were in places of the pen that aren't normally open to tours. And personally, I really wanted to go up into the warden's quarters because supposedly there's a creepy window up there that we could see, but it's currently, as far as I know, it's currently condemned because the flooring isn't safe. And if you go up there, you're going to fall through the floor. I really wanted to go up there, but we couldn't. And I got to see parts of the pen that I wouldn't have normally seen. And it was just a lot of fun, you know.
Did you do any ghost box sessions?
No, none of us have ghost boxes because those are crazy expensive. But I think we did good with just a flashlight. You know what I mean?
For paranormal wise, did you experience anything in there that was bizarre?
Probably the one that kind of got me and my friend, because we shared a room when we were working there. We were sitting in a hallway that the haunted house had, and in the hallway there was real caskets. Like one, I think, was like glued shut, and you couldn't really do anything with it. And the other one you could open, and it had like a dent in it because someone sat on it a couple years prior. But that one you could open. And we were sitting there, and all of a sudden we heard the lid rattle, and it's in a place where wind wouldn't have been able to catch it or anything, which I don't know if wind would have been able to make it rattle. And there wasn't like an earthquake or anything. Nothing was shaking it. The wall wasn't shaking because I was leaning against the same wall. And that lid was just kind of shaking, and we heard it rattling. And my friend and I got really freaked out because nothing was touching it. And there's nothing in the casket to make it move. It's just an empty casket. And we knew our friend wasn't there because we stay out in the in that hallway all the time when we're not scaring people. So we heard it rattling, and it just kind of freaked us out a little bit. And we didn't go into that hallway for the rest of the night because we didn't want to deal with it. And this didn't happen to me personally. It happened to this same friend because the year before she worked upstairs in the casket room, which is where they load people into the casket and send them down on a track. And she was there, and like some people just aren't comfortable with it, which is perfectly fine. They are allowed to get escorted down to the next room because the next room that they can go to, I think, is downstairs. She escorts them down there so they don't get lost. And she escorted this one lady, and on her way back, she saw someone peeking at her over the shower wall. And it wasn't someone that worked with us. It wasn't a, customer. It wasn't anybody that she saw, because the lady that she escorted was the last person in the room. And one of our other friends was in the room with her, so she was taking care of the group that was coming in after. She saw someone peeking out at her over the shower wall, and then she like freaked out and like ran back to her room. And her like roommate at the time, she would take over escorting people down because she got so freaked out.
So how do you feel about the environment, just you personally?
I feel like it can be pretty freaky. Like if you don't know the history about it, and then you just see like random people, like if you see like, you know, apparitions and everything, which honestly, if you're a skeptic, you might think, oh, it's just a random person that works here, or it's someone else that is going through the penitentiary. But since we were workers, we knew like the ongoings on, like in the pen. We knew who worked there. We knew who was a customer. We recognized faces. And yeah, my friend, when she saw that person peeking out at her, she knew it wasn't a customer. She knew it wasn't a worker because she didn't recognize that person. And she would have heard somebody walk down if it was someone trying to sneak up on her and like play a prank on her, because she was walking through the cell block. And the cell block, if you walk through it, it's very echoey. You cannot sneak up on anybody in there. Like, she didn't hear any footsteps except for her own. Then she turned around after escorting somebody, and she saw him and like freaked out. But yeah, if you're in the known, like if you work there and you know what goes on, and you know who your coworkers are, and you know who the customers are, and you're able to recognize faces, you can get freaked out pretty easily because of that.
For the experience and for the paranormal, you said you mentioned about the Sugar Shack. I was wondering if you can be brief on that.
So the Sugar Shack is pretty active paranormally. If you're not a skeptic and you believe in that kind of stuff, it can be pretty active because a lot of violent stuff happened there. We don't know what happened, like, or what would happen. You can only kind of guess. Because no guards would be in the Sugar Shack with the prisoners when they were in there. You just kind of had to trust that they would behave, which most times they didn't. Like, a lot of times there was a lot of like inappropriate stuff. Like, people would get like assaulted, beaten, and sometimes people would get killed in there. So it was just a very like violent atmosphere. So it's very active. And one of my coworkers, she was a clown, and she was like an older lady, and she was walking through one time because she had to go to the like the dressing room, which was just like 10 feet away from the Sugar Shack. She was walking through the Sugar Shack to go get changed back into her normal clothes at the end of the day. And she felt somebody smack her as hard as they could upside the head. And she turned around and she was like, because she had that thought in her head of who in their right minds would go up behind someone and smack them upside the head like that. You know what I mean? It wasn't like a playful like smacking. It was like they hated you and like wanted to like hurt you kind of thing. So she turned around. No one else was in the Sugar Shack. It was just like a random, like, it was hard enough that her head like fell sideways. You know what I mean? And she looked around. Nobody else was in there with her. So she got freaked out and like didn't want to go into the Sugar Shack by herself. So yeah, stuff like that happens. As far as I know, I don't know anybody who has seen anything in the Sugar Shack. Like, people have heard stuff and like, you know, obviously felt stuff. But yeah, I don't know of anybody who's seen anything in the Sugar Shack, which obviously people have. But yeah, it gets pretty active in there.
But yeah, stuff I heard from this interview I had with you and stuff, you said the atmosphere is very heavy.
Yeah, because I don't know how to describe it. It just feels like a lot of pressure without there being any pressure, if that makes any kind of sense. Because it just feels like there's a weight on your chest, and like there's just like a mugginess around you with it not being muggy. You have to feel it in order to understand what I'm saying. It just feels really heavy, and you can just tell that there's something there. You know what I mean? It's like having a bad feeling without knowing what that feeling is about. So you kind of walk through and you get this, and the air starts feeling heavy. You start feeling like there's something wrong, but you don't know what's going on. And I know whenever I work there, I would walk through, I think, one of the cell blocks to get down to my room. And like the air would just feel so heavy. Like, you could tell that stuff, like bad stuff has happened there, and you just know that things have happened there, and the air feels heavy, and you're like wondering what is going on. It's almost like you're getting a bad feeling, and it's like that throughout the entire penitentiary because of how violent its history is.
But yeah, it sounds like for your experience with the penitentiary stuff, and that just the feeling of dread, having somebody feel like you're somebody's watching you and you don't know what's going on and stuff, and that it's absolutely, my point of view is that that'd be absolutely horrifying.
Oh yeah, because especially if you don't know, because like I said, if you're not a worker there and you don't know how things work in the penitentiary, if you're just a visitor and you get that feeling, it's especially unnerving. Because it's like, you know about the history because your tour guide is telling you, and then you start getting a heavy feeling, and it's like, is it just me being paranoid, or is it something else? Like, you just get that, like, you just have that thought process. And yeah, it's just very unnerving at times.
We're for concluding this, I think this was a great interview. I love to hear the story and stuff. This was absolutely great information. This was, from my point of view, I wouldn't recommend doing this all the time and stuff. Look at the paranormal stuff and that. I would, yeah. In my point of view, I'd be running for the hills and I'd be horrified of this.
Yeah. And just as a kind of like closing thought, if there's any skeptics out there and they're just thinking, okay, this is all ridiculous, I promise you, it's not like The Conjuring. Things don't get flown around the room. It's not like that.
Yeah, from my experience with the paranormal stuff, it's enough. Same, I agree here as well. Stuff. It's not a thing like that. You can see things in the corner of your eye, but you just can't explain stuff. And when you look at stuff, you're just completely gone. Mm-hmm. And that paranormal experience is actually terrifying and stuff. You actually hear things you just can't explain. But yeah, this is a great interview. I'm grateful to have you here, Logan. That was a great interview.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So I'm concluding this. This is David on WGLZ. We are College Radio, and we are passionately vocal.